This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everyone, this is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio we have...
Mark!
And before we get on to here now some, we have Elizabeth Warren endorses Joe Biden for president. We're going to go to the phone lines, where Joe from Grand Rapids, Michigan, is calling in. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I went down to the protest down in Lansing today, and
how was it?
It was like a big party, man. It was like a giant outdoor concert, but everybody was in their cars. It was there was a few counter protesters. I only counted like a handful, and they weren't even together. You'd have like the random guy walking by, you know.
One shaking his fist. What?
Yeah, shaking his fist or whatever.
They said it was
everybody
a gridlock lockdown. Was it just full bumper to bumper?
Oh yeah, it was. We didn't move for a couple hours. It was me and a couple of my my buddies went down there, and you know, people are pretty ticked off at our governor right now, and you know, of course, immediately, you know, you go on social media. You know, the liberals, they're lying about it, saying that the Michigan militia was down there threatening people and all this stuff. I didn't see any of that stuff. You know, it might have been on the other side of town or the protest or nothing, but it was a basically, like I say, it was like a big party of small government people. Everybody was giving everybody the thumbs up. We're laying on our horns, you know, and hopefully our governor is, he seems to have a, I don't know if it's an ego, I don't know what the right word would be, but seems like she likes to. She's stubborn, I guess. I don't know.
She's a control freak.
Hopefully she gets.
She didn't take the chief executive position because she wants to listen to what other people have to say.
Well, you know, even the police are out there giving us a thumbs up. She's not like a likable person, but the thing is people are upset because the legislature says she wanted to up it to 70 days. The legislature said no. And she's like, all right, we'll do it to the end of the month. And then she started adding all these weird, just oddball restrictions. Like, you know, liquor stores are still open, but I can't go buy paint at the hardware store. You know, you can go fishing, but you got to be in a canoe or something. It can't be a powered, like a speedboat or something.
It's just, speedboats spread corona.
Well,
yeah, it's just weird.
The paddle boat, because you have to touch the oars, right? So one would think that, you know, speedboats would be even better.
And I'm going to go right here on the air, on the record. Do not drink paint, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. It's not the same as booze. I mean, it'll get you might get you high, but you might not recover from it.
Get
but,
high quick yeah, and low quicker, yeah.
Do you know if there's anything else planned for, like, any follow-up rally if things get worse or if they extend the quarantine?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything so far. I mean, this protest was grassroots. She tried to say it was the Voss family, which is a big in Michigan. They're a very influential family. She tried to say they were behind it, which is it's nonsense. This whole protest started off Facebook, you know, and just random people, and they're like, people are losing their jobs left and right, you know, and it's the economy's like a muscle. It's got to exercise or it atrophies, and you can't have people sitting, grown adult people sitting around at home, not paying their bills on unemployment. You know.
Well, if you've gotten the opposition to not ignore your protest and to say that I can't remember what the term is, but basically that the controlled opposition. It's the controlled opposition or whatever the point is. Forget that. She had to acknowledge you. She was never going to say, well, it appears as though these people who think that I shouldn't have this job have a very good point. Like, she's not going to do that. So you got everything you could possibly get, and I think that, we just got to play it up. We just got to make the point. Americans are sick and tired of this crazy stuff that's going on.
Well, look what the guy down in Virginia did. you know, everybody's on lockdown in the state. He just goes with a bunch of these unconstitutional gun control, just all this stuff he's ramming through. Why everybody's, you know, nobody can go protest, nobody can leave or nothing. These people are control freaks. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, good for you.
And it's important to acknowledge that. Look, these times are important, right? So the Real ID Act. I realize not the most tyrannical piece of legislation out there, but it's important because it was shoved through in like 2006 on a military appropriations bill, and it. At this point, we're now finally, reaping the whirlwind on this as the states are finally implementing and that kind of thing. But this bill that was passed at midnight by, the thinnest of razor-thin margins tacked on to something that had nothing to do with it, you know, this would have never been law under any other circumstances. And, well, here it is, and it is law, and if they sneak this stuff in, it's still in.
Oh, absolutely. It's disgusting. They talk about how much they love democracy and how important
right.
it is.
But they don't love democracy. They love power.
Oh, yeah, and they work better when democracy is out of the equation.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you very much for the call, Joe, and thank you for being at that protest and demonstrating your rights and demonstrating that not all of us are just a bunch of slavish sheeple, that some of us know, some of us know we have rights, and are going to exercise them. So speaking of...
When you were just talking there, I was speaking with a friend recently, and some of the things that libertarians really can get everybody to agree on, just a few things off the top of my head right now that everybody listening to me, almost everybody, unless you're some kind of scum-sucking politician, you would agree right now that we need, in Washington, D.C., one subject at a time. Instead of the laws being everything piled into one bill and everybody votes on it and all the pork and all that other stuff, one subject at a time that they address it. And the Read the Bills Act, which is politicians should have to sit through at least one reading of the law that they're going to vote on. This will help keep laws from being 2,000 pages long, and people can understand what they are. And politicians are like, I didn't know that was in there. I had no idea what I voted yes that the American people have to pay for. And they have no responsibility for it. And then finally, term limits. Look, I'm not claiming term limits are a solution to every problem in Washington, D.C., but, nobody likes the representative that's been in there for 45 years.
Oh, no, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Joe Biden here, and he's been there longer than almost every, I think he's been in politics longer than Bernie Sanders. Another thing I'll add, though, is sunset clauses, right, where every single bill they have to review it, right? Every year, or either every year, every 2 years, or however, like, let's say we have new term limits or something that they all have to review, just so we don't have all these, these laws on the books piling up and up, and then they could just find some arbitrary law and arrest someone for whatever reason. They got to go through all of that. And it also encourages them not to just, pass, just rubber stamp all these laws, because they're going to have to rubber stamp it every year. I think sunset clauses also are very important.
I think they can be good on some laws. I mean, we probably can agree on some major things that that should be illegal, but mostly when it comes to the federal government, really their job should have to do with the military, weights and measures, interstate commerce and things like that. They shouldn't be focusing on, for one thing, they should have nothing to do with forcing Americans to buy health care insurance. They shouldn't be trying to make the states have health care or anything like that. It's not their job. They're not a state. The states are a state.
No, and I think one of the main issues is, and I'd say it originates from the executive, where instead of a president, right, instead of king or dictator or governor, it's president, right? I don't know if a word comes from preside, but, president's supposed to be like a CEO, right? They just manage the company. But now every president, they say, I'm going to do this, and they promise everything underneath the moon instead of...
That has nothing to do with their job.
Absolutely, yeah, where, in this country, it used to be that the government was supposed to stay out of your way other than to protect you, to now people expect a government, on both the right and the left, they expect the government to do everything for you and save your life, save your business, give you money, wipe your butt.
Right. Grover Cleveland, a Democrat, said that there was no place in the government to send emergency funds to states that were having a flood, I think.
Yeah, and it was Davy Crockett, too, actually, in some apocryphal story. I don't know. What do you think? Do you support your government? Do you think the government should be able to wipe your butt for you? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right. Well- Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And before we get to the phones, Mark wants to talk to you all about Intercoin.
Yeah, Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. And now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in the real world. We think this is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. To say that this is a, it's not an overstatement to say that this is a community-driven project, and that could be very, very important. Intercoin.org.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. And so now we're going to go to the phone lines where Morgan in Arizona is on listening through K-pop. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
I'm a nurse, and I haven't seen
thank you for your service.
Increase. In, thank you. And the whole COVID thing, I mean.
Everything's about the same?
I actually have been getting called off of work because we don't have patients because people are avoiding the hospital.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking is happening. Is actually there's less work.
It is. It's true. My big issue is my kids are considered essential workers. They work at a grocery store and they've been going to work and not wearing, you know, masks and everything and dealing with the public. But because they were of age and I claim them as dependents, they are not getting any of the stimulus money, which they're not getting hazard pay. They're not getting anything.
Huh.
So if you don't mind me asking, so when you say they're underage not getting it, are they under 17? Because my understanding is if the dependent is under 17, then whoever's listing them as a dependent gets like a $500 bonus.
If they're 16 or under, my daughter just turned 18 on the 7th, and my son is 20 years old, but they've been working at the same place for years.
Oh.
And I just don't understand how, you know, like California is deciding to give money to illegal immigrants. And my children who are on the front lines of stuff are not getting anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate. And it's not fair, too, because I'm in the same situation. My parents claim me as a dependent on their taxes, and I'm 21, and, you know, I work. I got laid off from my job because of, you know, I can't do it anymore because of coronavirus, or not right. Because of coronavirus. And, you know, I mean, your children pay taxes. I pay taxes. We contribute to society. And it's just absolutely, yeah, it's disgusting and absolutely unfair.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Well, that's it, politicians. Hope you're listening.
Yeah, so thank you very much for the call, Morgan. Hopefully things turn out all right for you. Although I have heard that they're planning, there's some talk of a second stimulus bill where regardless of if you pay taxes or not, or even file taxes, we're going to give you $2,000. That's more closer to the UBI. I mean, at this point, I don't really care anymore because from what I heard, and I haven't had too much time to look into it, but it's probably what's going to happen. You have to give back that money, that $1,200. You're going to have to give. They're going to withhold it from your tax returns next year.
That's, I haven't heard that.
I don't think they would advertise it too much, but that's what I've been hearing from some people. Now we go to Greg in New York, listening through FTL.com.
Oh, speaking of Intercoin, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Two things. One, you just mentioned it. It's interesting, UBI versus sort of the negative income tax. Milton Friedman had a negative income tax proposal. He was a pretty libertarian economist. But that thing where you have to file taxes first before you get your I guess you could call this a refund or whatever, that would be closer to negative income tax. And then the one where you don't have to file anything, you just have to be a citizen of the United States, that would be the UBI. You know, I think personally that the UBI is slightly better because why have people go through this whole thing and then get their money at the end of the year when you can get your money, you know, every month or whenever. If they were going to do that, it would be better than the welfare state that they currently have, is my point.
Well, I, you know, as far as the UBI goes, I mean, I'm interested. It seems like it's getting a lot of traction right now. Obviously, I have a difficult time being interested in it when it comes from the government. But, you know, I, if anybody, if any organization can mess it up, expect them to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think talking to you guys at Free Talk Live for many years helped with my own projects when I was doing it. I think when I first put it together, the idea of a UBI was something that you put a lot of people sort of made them wary, especially a lot of people who invested in Bitcoin originally, et cetera. But then later on, you know, understanding that, hey, you could actually have community currencies or things that are voluntary, same way that you have Visa payments, you know, and you pay that 3%. That's voluntary. And if people choose to do that, then that 3% can be actually used for different things, like a UBI or like whatever. So, yeah, I think having it paid for by taxes is definitely not the most libertarian way to do it. But I think even with the current government, it's better to have a UBI than to have means-tested welfare. Because with means-tested welfare, you know, they go around and try to snoop on you and see if you really are poor. And then the people have to basically
stay poor
disability.
To continue to get it.
It's like a circular human centipede, right? Because, you know, it's your money, right? It's a your taxpayer money, or, you know, for people who do pay taxes and contribute to it. And it's like, why not just tax people less than that amount, right? Instead of giving everyone $1,200 that may or may not be withheld from your tax returns, why not just tax everyone $2,000 less? Greg, I'm actually curious. So are you listening through freetalklive.com?
Yeah. Like, go to freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Click on the...
Okay, I'm sorry. It was abbreviated, so I just want to be sure. Because Ian said, there's no such thing as FTA. You know, we aren't affiliated with FTL.com. So, sorry, it's freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so it's just faster for the board op to type in FTL.
No, I understand. No, excuse me. Anything else you'd like to add, Greg?
Just the one thing I wanted to say about, you know, this whole thing with Donald Trump versus the states about who has the ultimate authority, you know, to open up the states or whatever. You know, to me, it's actually a funny thing because I disagree with Trump on a lot of things. And in this case, technically, it is the governors who would be, you know, opening up the states. But here's what's funny is that the governors themselves did not have authority, in my opinion, to take away your right to free, you know, peaceably assemble and all these other things. So if Trump actually does say, hey, you have to open up your economy and go back to work, technically, what he would be doing is undoing the unconstitutional thing that the governors did.
That's a very great point. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With more than 600,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. and around 28,000 deaths, the hospitalization rate is starting to flatten. President Trump says, we've passed the peak and we should get back to work.
He'll be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
CDC's provided strategies there that aimed at helping our most critical workers, both in healthcare and in food processing, to quickly and safely return to work after potential exposure to COVID-19, provided those workers are symptom-free.
Full details will be announced on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio we have...
me, Mark.
And I want to talk to you about Freedom's Phoenix. Now, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of a police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, now we're speaking of... police state and government, and just the absolute scum, the absolute worst scum of the earth, and that's a lot for, you know, coming from Washington, D.C. here. Elizabeth Warren endorses Joe Biden for president, so whatever happened to... I was going to say, you know, as if it... Well, I'm somewhat surprised, you know, whatever happened to believing all women, Elizabeth Warren? I mean, I think that she would at least maybe at least wait until Joe Biden addressed some of these allegations, or that they got to the bottom of it.
Right. I mean, Joe's not mentioning this lady that's claiming that he grabbed her in sort of funny ways. several years ago when she was working.
Well, you expect him to remember that? Like, Joe
I don't think he remembers much.
He can't remember, like, the past hour. I don't think he can remember whatever happened allegedly.
I think if you're looking to vote for Joe Biden, it just reveals that you are a hardline partisan. At this point, like, I get it. I understand why you're a hardline partisan. You have every reason to be unhappy with whatever you're unhappy with, but... You know, it isn't partisans that determine who wins presidential elections. It just isn't. It's those people in the middle.
Well, I've heard the opposite. I've heard that it's like the dedicated, or maybe it's like the dedicated partisans drive the elections, right? Well, they're the ones who like shift the middle.
So there are people that are highly dedicated, like, for instance, the Bernie Bros. And they did shift the conversation. Absolutely, 100%. In 2016, the Bernie Bros shifted the conversation. And, but I mean, the Democratic Party revealed very clearly, including Barack Obama, that they just could not tolerate Bernie Sanders as the nominee. Now, I don't know why. I don't know what the insider information is or whatever. But I think it's because, you know, this is just me, is because this guy is dedicated and believes what he says. They just, that the political process simply can't handle that level of honesty. I'm not saying he's a good person. I'm saying he's honest. And the process can't handle it. There's too many people have gotten too many kickbacks, too many logs have been rolled. There's this whole thing is too intertwined. That if somebody who got in there is like, I don't care anything about this, who owes who what, and all that stuff. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it my way.
That's valid. That's certainly a possibility. Me, I think it's because when he talks about taxing, you know, the 1% and wealth redistribution and, you know, that there shouldn't be any billionaires, I think we have a Democrat lobbyist and establishment for like, oh, that's us. So I think it's
I don't think they're the billionaires, but the fact that politicians walk in without that much and walk out as millionaires. Remember, AOC walked in and she said, I don't even have enough money to pay the bills until we start. Right? Remember?
Yes, yes.
Expect AOC, by the time she's 35 and old enough to run for president, she will be a millionaireess. I'm more concerned with these politicians becoming millionaires than I am with these the people making $1 billion in the marketplace.
That's, yeah, because at least them, and, you know, whoever you hate, Bloomberg or Trump, at least they, or Tom Steyer, at least they made their money somewhere, I'm not going to say honestly, but somewhat legitimately compared to just, you know, plundering the treasury.
Right. There's two different types of the ultra wealthy. There are people who became ultra wealthy by servicing the parasite class in some manner or another. They managed to do it by using the government to get what they wanted. Or there's the kind. And I say Bezos is largely like this. None of them are without sin, but largely just providing a service that people want. Sam Walton? Yeah, the guy from Walmart. Another guy. Look, just provided a service a little better than other people were doing it, and that's what people want.
Or Ray Kroc of McDonald's. I think the McDonald brothers, who the company was named after, were from New Hampshire. I never knew it.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie with Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc.
I meant to see it.
Great actor,
by the way.
Oh, absolutely. So this morning, Elizabeth Warren officially endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. The former 2020 Democratic presidential candidate tweeted out her endorsement with a video message noting the empathy Biden extends to struggling Americans. Quote, empathy matters, and in this moment of crisis, it's more important than ever that the next president restores America's faith in good, effective government.
I've been hearing Trump talking about, feeling bad for people in these hard times and all that stuff. Isn't that empathy? I mean, what? This is what we've got? Empathy is qualifying somebody for the highest law in the land? How about knowing where your car keys are?
Hey, yeah, how about like being able to control your hands and not smelling the hair of little kids, you know, when you're on C-SPAN, when you know you're on C-SPAN?
I don't think he remembers that.
Ian, what was the name of that website? JoeBiden.info? JoeBiden.info, if anyone doesn't believe me. Like, oh, it's not on C-SPAN. It's, you know, it's a deep fake. No, it's on C-SPAN. JoeBiden.info. Joe Biden has spent, quote, this is her quote, Joe Biden has spent nearly his entire life in public service. As if that's a good thing. He knows that a government run with integrity.
Well, the Democrats really do believe that's a good thing.
Well, it's just like the mafia believes. They believe it's a good thing, just as, like, you know, the mafia believes that they're actually providing people protection by not breaking their legs in order, you know, to in exchange for protection money. I mean, I think all these people know how criminal they are, because, and I'm taking credit. I'm taking responsibility for helping Elizabeth Warren just lose District 1 in Keene, right, the college district, where she performed last, despite her, like, having this, quote, big, which compared to Trump is like a microscopic rally on campus, despite having, you know, the newspaper.
Trump had a rally on the Keene State campus?
No, okay. Elizabeth Warren did. I think he tried. I knew some people in a Republican club, they said that Trump doesn't even want to bother with Keene. But, you know, it's people say it's just Keene is just a part of Vermont that's in New Hampshire for whatever reason. But what happened was, despite the college paper shilling for her and, you know, my terrestrial show, I exposed the fact that she's controlled opposition for the banks and the big Wall Street, because, you know, she talks about, this economic populist agenda, but then she votes to not audit the Federal Reserve. She supports the Export-Import Bank. And so when the rubber hits the road and it comes down to the stuff that's important for protecting the little people, even if we're a socialist or whatever, she voted for the Federal Reserve. She voted for the Export-Import Bank. So she's total fraud. She's part of a cabal, too. I think her purpose was to siphon off votes from Bernie and get the woke college vote. Continuing, quote, "He knows that a government run with integrity, competence, and heart will save lives and save livelihoods. And we can't afford to let Donald Trump continue to endanger the lives and livelihoods of every American."
I can't wait till we find this government run with integrity. I'm excited to hear about this government run with integrity, because Joe Biden had every opportunity to, you know, run the government with integrity. And it appears as though he's sending his son off to siphon payoff money from the Russians and all kinds of stuff. Look, I have no clue what's going on out there, and I don't think anybody's hands are unsoiled, but when I say nobody's hands are unsoiled, I'm listing Joe Biden in that list.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and he even bragged about it. He bragged about it was at the Council on Foreign Relations or something, where that's why they call him quid pro quo Joe.
Yeah.
Because he said that if the Ukrainians don't fire the prosecutor investigating his son, he's going to call Obama, and we're not going to invest like $1 billion in the economy. First of all, you know, what's the U.S. government doing investing in other countries in the first place? But that's beside the point. So that's why I'm proud to endorse Joe Biden as president of the United States, she added. And there's like this video of Joe Biden smiling. Oh, and the American flag in the background. Oh, isn't he great? I wonder how long it took to do this photo shoot.
Ask him how many stars are on it.
That's a good point. I don't even want to joke about it. It's depressing.
He's going to wet himself.
All right. This coming up, an exciting conclusion. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live, final segment of the evening. But don't worry, we'll be back 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. And before we get to that, we have loaded phone lines. But before we get to that, I just want to thank our amplifier, Adam the Teacher. He amps gold. And how much is amping gold, Mark?
$10. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I can call Adam my friend, but I've met him on multiple occasions. I think he's great.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, all of our amplifiers are great. So, and if we get to meet them, it's just even better.
It is. It's sort of one of the perks. If I happen to be around wherever you're around, I'm likely to try to meet you.
Absolutely. Neil, we can't do the show without all of your support. So thank you very much, Adam, the teacher. And you could go, if anyone else wants, if you're listening and you want to help support Free Talk Live and have your name or pseudonym read on the air, then you could go to amp.freetalklive.com. And so now we're going to David from New Mexico. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh, there's a gun shop here called Calibers, and you can find it online. Albuquerque Gun Shop plans to defy governor's order and reopen. So Calibers Gun Shop, they put it on the news today that I don't know what day they're going to do it. In a few days, they're going to open up breaking the governor's order and see what happens. So that'll be fun to watch. So finally, people are standing up to these chumps. And the governor here, that's that Michelle Wuhan Grisham. If you ever, she's a hoot to watch. The best thing is to Google Michelle Wuhan Grisham Trump's wall, and she's got a campaign ad where the little munchkin runs and crashes through some sheetrock walls, and it's pretty hilarious. Anyway, that's the little stomping mayor that is issuing all these orders. But anyway, so this article, I noticed it was in two locations. One was on KOB and then on another a website I hadn't heard of. But the owner there, I heard him on the radio today. He says he's going to open the store back up in defiance of the order. And they also filed a federal lawsuit on this Monday of this week, challenging the order as being illegal, especially since gun sellers are specifically listed in both the federal constitution and the state constitution. And they are able to operate maintaining safe procedures, you know, the distancing stuff, just like every other essential business that's allowed to be open is operating safe separation. They're able to do that, too. And so they're just going to they're not going to wait for the lawsuit decision, and they're not going to wait for the little stomping mayor, Lujan Grisham, New Mexico, to rescind the order. They're just going to flat out open up like everybody should.
So I'm curious, since Trump federally, or at least you know, through executive fiat, he declared that all you know, that gun stores are essential. So does that mean that New Mexico is defying? So I mean, you said he was filing a federal lawsuit. So does that mean that the state is actually the one breaking the law here?
Yeah, the lawsuit is alleging that the state of New Mexico, specifically named, are the state, the governor, and the secretary of the Department of Health, because they're the ones that are the power behind issuing the order. And I believe what Trump said is that in the opinion of the or the position of the Fed of the executive branch, that gun stores are essential. However, they're not going to impose any power on the states that are not following that lead. But yeah, this guy and a bunch of others, the NRA is involved as well. The NRA and the Mountain States, I forget the full title of their legal action organization, and then about a half a dozen gun sellers in Albuquerque are the plaintiffs in this federal lawsuit. And, yeah, so they're suing.
I wonder how the gun shops get to be essential, but the pizza shops and the beer halls don't get to be.
Well, it's, and thank you for the call, David. It's because we don't have a right to pizza and beer in the Constitution, Mark.
Well, it does say that not all the rights are enumerated in the Constitution.
Oh, that is a good point.
And I did see a poll at one point when if Americans believed that a right to a pet was mentioned in the Constitution, they did. So there's that.
So now we go to Mike listening through KBKW. Welcome. What's on your mind?
How are you guys doing tonight? You know, a lot of people come up missing in New Mexico. I don't know if you guys are aware of that or not. But anyway, that's not what I called about. You guys live in the wrong place because where I live, my friend just called me from the bar, and they're getting down.
I hear there's like 9 states that aren't doing anything.
What state do you live in?
I live in Washington State, and I'm sure nobody's listening, but I live on the way to the mountains from Seattle. So they seem to do what they want here, and it's been fine. You know, it is what it is. But I'm actually sampling I just received a quarter ounce of COVID-19.
What?
That's a lot of virus material.
I just got the first bag from a private dealer that delivered of COVID-19. That's what they put on the bag. It was a joke. But
I thought naming kids COVID-19 or Corona was bad. Never naming weed. Is it an indica, sativa, or hybrid?
It's really, really, really dense, and I think it's an indica. I'm pretty sure that's usually my thing. Is the captain in the house tonight?
No.
We don't.
Okay, I have a parody for him. Captain, give me the news. I got a bad case of Corona blues.
Well, you'll be on. Thank you for the call. Captain Kickass will be on, at least as you, normally on Saturdays, so I'm sure he'll appreciate that. Maybe he's listening. Also, I just want to just remind me, speaking about marijuana and cannabis, ForkFest 2020, where you could join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens a week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means that there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. We're better to celebrate Independence Day rather than going with freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can simply relax and go camping with other Liberty Lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You could connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat at the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is fork, as in the eating utensil. ForkFest.party. So there we go. Corona, I remember, like, I hear all these very silly, I don't want to insult it, I hear, like, these silly cannabis strain names, and, you know, I know, Mark, you're a pilgrim, so you can't partake in any of this degeneracy.
What's
but, like,
a pilgrim?
It's that guy, you know, it's that Quaker. Thing of oats. Yeah, you know, Benjamin Franklin, the thing with the hat.
Okay.
You wouldn't know anything about cannabis, but...
I'm pretty sure that Quakers aren't disallowed religiously from smoking marijuana, but go ahead, please, wherever you're going.
Maybe it's a shame. Well, I just want to say, it's like people are, I mean, I guess it's like when, I don't know, you know, they say you can never be too creative, but sometimes you can, where you have strains like purple bubblegum AK-47 Kush, and you're like, oh yeah, man, I got some great stuff, and it's like, well, you know, what's the difference between this, it's I don't know, I should have known that someone is going to name a strain COVID-19 or Corona, but I'd rather people name strains of weed after diseases been named for children. Like, people are naming their children Corona or COVID. I don't know. Which would you rather smoke? A strain that's called This Is Permanent or COVID-19?
This is permanent.
Or mind rape.
I don't know. I have no answer. I just don't have an answer.
I think the naming the strains thing is just, I don't know, I think it's like a kid's thing or whatever.
It was called Maui Wowie when I was a kid, so, you know, they definitely had their own names. This isn't new.
Well, was it, I guess this will tell if you're a boomer or not. You call... ounces lids.
I know that ounces were called lids. However, when it was mentioned to me the first time somebody said, give me a lid, man, I had no idea what they were talking about. By the way, I was working at a coffee shop and he was just kidding when he said it. But yeah, I didn't know that until I was told by a man that was older than I, but not significantly older.
I only learned about what a lid was. I was watching Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke, and I had no idea. I didn't even know they were talking about cannabis. I'm like, oh, they're talking about a lid. You know, what's this thing, a lid, they're talking about?
I saw, you know, somewhere online that, you know, one excerpt from a comic where Iron Man was offering, I think it was Iron Man offering Captain America, but it might have been in reverse, some straight dick. And what that was is, in fact, the truth. And so it's, you know, just different times and different meanings for different words.
I mean, I think there's evidence that, like, the Scythians and Greeks had cannabis and such, so different. It's always been, but, you know, they were smart enough to not have a war on drugs against it. I guess now, you know, this is the FTL rite of passage. I spent almost an entire segment talking about weed. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone. It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.